If I recall correctly, it was someone who said it was riddled with ghosts that needed to be set free. But that's not the weirdest part. The weirdest part is at the end of the show. The puppeteer stands up. And it's you. What secrets lie within my dream?
Alice, if you're listening, let me know you're okay. I see things in shadows, behind doors and under desks. I hear the chattering of teeth and the glee of insects waiting to feed on me.
I am not going to get my circuit squished by this door. Oh well, so much for the easy way. I've gathered some contradictory facts. Do you want me to share them? We need to find some container to do this. I am not a suitable device for liquid transportation. And technically, you are not even hunting now. I'm taking all the risk.
Don't move a muscle, and don't try to be a hero. You're coming with us. You might be useful.
I had not slept for days. My whole body was hurting. Living means consuming, but consuming means dying. I tried to calm down and meditate. I had to come back to a state of equilibrium, but it was impossible. It was too late. I had to face reality. I was condemned. I would never be the same again. But my only choice was not to consume my life once and for all and fall into a madness or savage state. I could still flee the instinctive human nature.
Can't see an obvious entrance. Except, perchance, that weak-looking section of wall. Right. I could do this the noisy way, or the quiet way. The switching system. A bit of sabotage would work a treat, and not attract any unwanted attention. I could put this operation to bed very quietly. No more. Suppose that'll do. Time you accounted for your sins, old chap.
Ah, the desert ghost himself. I'm an admirer of your work. We are the same. You and I. We are both soldiers. We love our work.
Help me! You can't do this! Please!
Could it be that in the cave, I finally learn more about this moon and this mysterious man? This volcano, with its solidified lava in the open air, seems hostile. No, I can't give up. Not now.